Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Second hour. As we roll along, I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Yeehaw, everybody. How's it going? It's Johnny B. I'm doing good, Captain Mick.
Everything good in the hood in there, bro?
Oh, yeah. I tropes down the hall real quick to get a glass of water, and there was a giant bucket of candy and popcorn that's been left out. So I'm like, well, I found my breakfast.
Candy and popcorn for breakfast, only on the Outdoor Show.
Only on
the
Outdoor Show.
Well, we talk about cooking all this good fish and venison and Belleville sausage and all that.
Hey, that'd be a dream for me to wake up to some Belleville sausage.
You're eating candy and popcorn. Man, I'll see what I can do to change all that.
The life of a producer.
That's it, man.
Oh, boy.
Well, we don't have the best hours.
No, we don't, but hey, we make it work.
Yeah, we do. It all works out. All right, bud, let's run down to Venice now. Let's talk to our good friend, Captain Mike Jeffcoat. Mike, what's up?
Oh, nothing but the wind and a little cool.
Yeah, it's chilly.
Opening day of duck season.
That's right. Louisiana opens up this morning at 30 minutes before sunrise.
Yep, and I'm so glad I am off today.
Attaboy. Well,
because yesterday at that arena was total chaos.
I bet it was.
I've never seen that many duck. You know, we always have a big run of them, but there's people from out of state here, everything else.
That's like a national holiday in Louisiana, man, duck season. It's kind of like our deer season over here, opening weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Opening weekend of duck, and Louisiana is just, it's a national holiday.
I mean, we need to talk about boat ramp etiquette, I'm telling you.
Yeah, come on with it. Yeah, see if you can pound that into somebody's head. Good luck with that.
Just come on. Just be, I swear. Have your stuff ready. Don't get in line. If you're not ready to drop that boat in the water, don't get in line.
That's it.
Pull over to the side and get ready. And when you're ready, get in line, and that way you can back in, get off, and let the next one get in. And then we have this idiot yesterday. Comes from one of the camps in the back, I guess, because they had their luggage and all their stuff on the bow of the boat. Big old hydro sport. And he pulls into the boat ramp, one of the three. His partner gets out and got 50 boats and trailers trying to back down and get unloaded. And he closes the whole ramp down so he could get loaded.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, and the doc, man, went over and told him, hey, you got to move back off. Let these guys get this in. It's not my boat. It's holding it. I went, good Lord. So, then he come to fist fights around there yesterday morning. It was kind of a good show going on. And I saw all the dogs fighting, so.
Dogs fighting, too?
Oh, yeah. You know, there's another one. Leave your dog in the kennel.
Get
your boat in the water, go park, get a leash on your dog, bring him down there.
Throw him in the boat. That'll work.
Yep. Don't pull in there and turn him loose, because there's plenty of them around. No more fight.
Lord.
I just hope everybody's safe out there this morning. It's for here. It's, you know, we lost a few last year opening day, and there's lots of mud boats running around this morning.
There was that one guy they looked for forever. Did they ever find him?
Daddy found him 52 days after the accident.
52 days. Yeah, I never heard whether they found that guy or not.
Yeah, his dad stayed here looking for him after they gave up the deal and found him within 100 yards of where he drowned.
Unreal.
Well, you know, that's that big bend in the river there, and that water sucks back right there. And what they think, you know, it's a 90-something foot deep. And he might have sucked him down there to the bottom and just held on to him. Or he could have got under a rock or anything. Who knows? But That was, man, it put chills down my back when they said his dad found him.
So. Boy, no father wants to ever have to go through that.
No, sir. Sure not. But at least he got closure. You know, so. But, you know, I know all the, I was bragging because I was off today. And around there, and most of them said they was just going to wait at least an hour after daylight before they left the marina.
Let all the duck hunters get out.
Yeah, because they go every direction, you know.
Right.
And that mud boat, you know, he'll pop out of a little bitty ditch, you know. You don't even know it's probably there. So that's a big deal.
You know, and it, that river's dangerous, man. I mean, that, you know, for a little old mud boat, that's, man, that's Russian roulette.
I wouldn't do it. I'm going to tell you right now. And I seen some of the smallest ones just I'd ever seen. I was headed to that river, going down the river. Wow. So, you know, and two, you have to go at least... Well, you've got to go all the way to Pasalutra if you go downriver before you can hunt, because that's all national wildlife.
Right.
And so that's a long ways down there in that bug boat.
That's a haul.
Yeah. 15 miles, at least. And then cord where you go from there.
Man.
I mean, and let me tell you, though, we got the birds.
Yeah, all these fronts, man, it's these fronts have been welcoming and bringing a lot of birds with them.
I'm telling you, Miggy, I went through that refuge yesterday about noontime, and it would blacken the sky in spots through there.
My goodness.
It was cool to see.
Yeah, y'all got a little bit of wind down there this morning, over there this morning, too. Southwest Pass is sustained at 22.
Yeah, I know. Yep. Which way? Northeast.
Yeah, it looks northeast to me.
Yep. And that's, everybody's trying to bull redfish, you know, this time of year, and ain't no way they're going to be able to do that.
Boy.
It's been pretty rough all week, actually. You know, it was tolerable, I guess, Wednesday, Thursday. Now, yesterday wasn't no fun. You know, I had the same guys for 3 days, and I gave him the option yesterday morning at Brandon. I said, look, we don't have to go. Y'all make this call. I'm going to tell you right now, because this is not going to be no fun.
No.
No. I mean, we went from 80-something degrees to 58 yesterday morning.
Did y'all get a lot of rain?
Nope. Rain was just...
No, we got rain.
Yeah, I know y'all do. So, but, it messed up. I didn't need it. So.
South Texas got some much-needed rain. A lot of those ranches got quite a bit of rain.
I saw that yesterday morning when I was looking.
That was so good. That was a blessing. I mean, yep. I was just down there, you know, with Blaine, and it was one of the driest hunts I've seen in years down there. I've seen it drier maybe once or twice, but it was just powder dry. I mean, you had to go in four-wheel drive every Sendera because the sand's so bad. And and Blaine was he was all excited he got that rain and he was working on all of his roads, had his tractor out, and he said it's smooth as glass now. He said it's awesome.
Got to pack that sand. This new system you're on, when we go off air, I have to hang up or I can keep listening to you. So it's kind of a blessing for me. I get to listen to till I get to the marina every morning. And so I got to hear your conversation with Blaine and about half of yours with Flog. So
really? Well, that's cool.
It is. And then I hang up on you. So, I don't know what it is, but it's cool. So, Johnny, don't do something different. I know you're listening. Don't do nothing different to me now. Let me.
Yeah, Johnny, go report. Ahead and unplug him this morning.
don't unplug me. But, now the bull red fishing stupid. Like I said, I keeper fished yesterday, and I knew it was going to be tough. And I caught 5 in some grass that was on the edge of some deep water. But, I mean, our water dropped. It was in 68 degrees yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, so everything's kind of shell-shocked right now, and which I'm loving it because now I'm getting on my trout. Give them a win, 11.
We got a rip snorter going to slide in here, going to hit us around Monday afternoon, Monday evening, and we're going to have some pretty cold temperatures next week.
Wednesday morning, one of the boys at Jackson down here, a good friend of mine, lives in Baton Rouge, and they're predicting 24 in Baton Rouge Wednesday morning.
24 in Baton Rouge.
Yes, sir.
Man, that's cold.
Talking about some water pipes.
Well, we talk about it being cold up north. That's nothing to them, but down here on the coast, that's cold weather.
That's, yeah. You know, I ain't even looked what, I mean, we're not even going to get close to a freeze here in Venice, but thank God, because there ain't nobody down here got water pipes protected, you know.
No, not on the coast like that.
No.
They're showing that front hitting sometime Monday, and looks like 39 for a low Tuesday morning, 34 for a low Wednesday morning, 38 for a low Thursday morning, 39 for a low Friday morning. So this is going to hang on all week. 37 Saturday morning, and then we'll start warming up Sunday, 45, and then 48 on Monday. So that's going to be a pretty good little front here. Those are Houston temperatures. Galveston will be a few degrees warmer, you know, along the coast.
I wonder why they're predicting that cold in Baton Rouge.
I don't know. I know that it's going to get 24 up in Lufkin, in that area, you know, in East Texas also.
Yeah, right.
They're calling.
Oh, I know. Rusty called me. He's in Madisonville yesterday, and I told him he left there tomorrow or Sunday when he leaves. Be sure and take care of his water situation up there and drain them campers and stuff. That big hill he's sitting on top of up there, he's going to get cold.
Yes, it is. I know a lot of these ranchers hauling a lot of hay right now. Boy, they were in South Texas, man. I seen so much hay hauling going on down while I was down there.
You got a drought like that, I mean, no grass for them.
Yeah, that grass is, you can tell the ranches that have got too many cattle on them because they're ate down to the dirt.
Yep.
They overgraze them, man. And that hurts everything. That hurts your quail, your deer, all your wildlife.
Everything, you know. It sure does. You know, but just like last year, y'all was too wet down there. Well, I can't say it's too wet, but I know everybody was complaining down in South Texas about how wet it was.
Getting stuck. Everybody getting stuck.
Getting stuck. Yep. So, but, other than that, Mickey, that's it. I got groups in California coming in, and I told them, Justine, and they called me and was getting packed. I said, y'all better be sure to pack some warm clothes, because going to be pretty cool in Venice.
That's it. Pack like you're going to South Texas. Be prepared for winter and summer all in one trip.
Exactly.
That's the way it is down there.
They went to send me some texts and pictures and stuff. I've been fishing these people for over 10 years. And they said, yeah, we ain't never come and not wore shorts. I said, well, I don't think you'd be wearing no shorts this week.
I ain't wearing them around the lodge, but you might not want to take a boat ride in them.
There's one of them old guys yesterday. They had my Lake Fork guys down this past week, and I just kept putting stuff on. One of them looked at my cap and said, get me a little nervous here. I said, well, you know what that river's like. I said, we're going down river. They said, hold on just a minute. Let me run to my truck, get another jacket. They went and got another jacket. Because it got colder the day went on yesterday.
Yeah.
That boat ride back was not fun.
You just got to prepare, got to layer up. You can peel it off. You can't put it on if you don't have it.
You're exactly right.
And it's nothing more than to be miserable and you know, it just ruins your whole fishing trip. Got to be comfortable.
Yeah, especially when you're 30 miles from the marina.
Well, sure. It's not like you can just run back and grab another jacket.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right, man. Well, if somebody wants to come over, how do they get a hold of you, bud?
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ. And like I said, we got a few days, some stuff left in December. So if you want to come do some fantastic winter fishing, this is the spot to be at. So.
You got it. All right, Mike, have a good weekend. Nice talking to you, buddy.
Same here, Mickey.
Later. All right, take care. All right, that's Captain Mike Jeffcoat over in Venice, Louisiana.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sample bottles, dye marker, flares, safety float, temperature gauge, spear guns, SMG.
What are you, some kind of half-ass astronaut?
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, I get a kick out of that every time I hear it. All right, let's run down to G-Town. Let's talk to the Sharky Marquez, Captain Marquez. Sharky, what's up, bud?
Good morning, good morning. How we doing?
Well, we're here, man. It's all good. It's all good.
We're here. It's cold. Well, we're rocking out to some Jaws intro music, and life don't get much better than that, I'll tell you that.
No, not at all. I love that scene when Richard Dreyfuss, all his buddies are bringing all his gear to the Quint's boat, and he looked at him and said, what are you, some kind of half-ass astronaut? Oh, that's classic.
You can't beat that. You
just he looked at him and saw the shark cage, said, what is that, a portable shower or a monkey cage? Oh, goodness.
Classic moments, man. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm outside. I'm at the dock and
getting ready
for our morning trips. And, man, it's a little cold.
Yes, it is. It's a little blustery.
Little cold. I look like a daggum snowman out here right now.
Gotta get that Michelin man look. You peel it off. Yeah, at least we got sun today. You'll have some sun to shine on you anyway, man.
Man, that's nice. I'm going to need it. Right now, I look like an Eskimo, but yeah. You know what? I bet it's going to be a on-fire day for some flounder and an on-fire day for some redfish, and I am blessed and looking forward to get out there and putting some of my awesome customers on some fish, I'll tell you that.
You sound armed and dangerous this morning.
I am. I haven't even got bait yet, and I'm feeling armed.
There you go, man. What are you going to throw at them today? What kind of bait are you going to get?
Yeah, the move is I'm going to pick up probably 4 or 5 dozen finger mullet, and that's going to be a lot, maybe 4 dozen finger mullet, and then we'll throw that and some artificials. I know I was on the radio last week and had some really great feedback when I was talking about those 4-inch mud minnows, those pearl white ones, and it was really neat, man. That day I had a whole bunch of people comment and, you know, post pictures of flounder that they caught on them. So that's a good bait to go to. It's a year-round bait that I throw for redfish up on the oyster reefs, you know, even in the wintertime and trout summertime. But so we'll be armed and dangerous with some of them 4-inch mud minnow gulps. And the goal is just to bust a nice little quick limit of flounder and then move on out to the jetties and try to get our hands on some redfish.
Is redfish run still hanging in there pretty good on the rocks?
Yeah, it's still hanging pretty good. The big thing right now is that it's transitioning into, you know, using shad and a lot more of the oily fish. It's transitioning over to, you know, live mullet or cut mullet and crab.
Right.
So for the heavy tackle. But, man, I'd like to get some slots on the boat today. So we're going to throw some shrimp up into the rocks and see if we can do that. And man, really, try to zone in on some nice eaters today. So
you won't be throwing that knocker rig, will you?
Hey, you know, I don't ever go out and not throw the knocker rig.
Atta boy. You know, you can teach an old dog new tricks. I had no clue about a knocker rig. I had to ask you about it. I said, hey, tell me, what's this knocker rig stuff? So
right.
You turned me on to that, man. That's some other, that's that old Jetty Warrior type of fishing right there.
Man, it is. It is. But I'll tell you what, I use the knocker rig, and I use it for, I even use it for flounder, and I've been throwing a quarter ounce weight and
right.
a little bit of fluorocarbon, and that weight will sit right there on the top of the hook, and it's really, really a supreme, it's a really great rig. It really is. I throw that sucker universal, and it's real easy to check. Just, you know, if you got a stronger current, you know, you just clip that fluorocarbon and change out your weight to a little something heavier or lighter
uh-huh.
if you need, and it's an easy, ready-to-go rig.
What size fluorocarbon do you use mostly?
Year-round, I'm really throwing 30.
Okay.
I really try to stay around 30.
Sure.
I'll go to 25 if we're free shrimping and really looking for some bigger trout. I might even throw a 20 out there.
Yeah.
If they're being real, real, real finicky. But I like to stay around that 30 range in case we get into some slot reds when we're trout fishing or maybe even hook a bull red or two.
I'm not hearing spinning reel drags in the background, Emma.
No, that's probably somebody lowering their boat.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard you pulling the line out on one, checking drags. Just check it.
Hey, I am pulling. Yeah, that's right. I am pulling rods out right now, so I wouldn't be surprised if you heard something crazy
that. We like it live, baby.
Hey, that is about as live as it gets. Man. You know,
how's your wind down there? I'm not showing too much wind down there. It looks like the jetty's the strongest wind, but for the most part, it's not. It's doable. It's not extreme.
Yeah, it's got to be. It can't be more than 10 miles an hour, what I'm seeing right now. I mean, I'm looking at the flags that are kind of sitting at the unprotected area, and it's not crazy at all.
Yeah, at least it's coming down. I'm showing at the Galveston Fishing Pier right now, I'm showing kind of a north-northeast at 10.
Yeah. And at the jetty, it's probably, what, 12 or so?
I'm zooming in on it. Let's see what it says here. It's showing north jetty 18. But, you know, like rollover is showing a 3, and San Luis Pass is showing a 17. So
wow.
It looks like just right up in the Galveston Channel area, it's calmer, but right there on the immediate beachfront, it's blowing a little bit. You know, even over towards Matagorda, it's calm. And in the east of us over towards Sabine, it's calm. But it's just right there and right around the jetties, it's windy right now. But it'll come down.
Well, of course it is. Of course it is.
You got to be put to the test every day, Sharky, you know?
That's right. I don't get no easy days out here, you know?
But, hey, by the time you get your flounder, it'll probably lay down enough. You can run out to the rocks and get your reds. And one thing about a northeast wind, it always will lay down for you.
Yeah.
You know, as the sun gets higher, it'll usually do that.
I am looking forward to that, man. I'm excited to get out there and see what this cold front has done for us. And I really think it'll work out for the better, honestly. I think that we're going to be able to get on some good big flatfish today and definitely see if those fish are hungry after that front blew through.
Right.
I figure they will be, and I'm going to be right there with a filet mignon waiting to feed them.
I know you will. Well, that's cool. All your boats going out this morning?
We are, yes, sir.
That's a good sign. Business is good. That's all that matters.
That's right.
So. All right, Sharky. I know you're busy, man. You got a lot to get done before blast off there. So, hey, if somebody wants to get with Monster Fishing Group down there at Outcast Charters, how do they get hooked up with you fellas?
Yes, sir, absolutely. First off, check out our Facebook page. You can kind of follow our trips, especially today. We're going to be posting a lot of trips. And then check out our website at outcastfishingcharters.com. www.boatsandboats.com. And you could book online there for, you know, any of our boats and any of our trips. And then what's really exciting is we're running an open boat trip on Sunday. We usually never do this. It's $175 a head, and we've got a couple spots left for Sunday trip. So if you're interested in that, all you have to do is get on our Facebook page and shoot us a message, and we'll get you squared away with the Sunday trip. You can hop on the boat and come make some memories with us.
Cool deal. All right. Sharky. Well, you be safe out there today, and I wish you the best of luck, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. I really appreciate it.
Okay. See you, Michael. Take care, buddy. All right. That's Sharky Marquez down at Outcast Charters in Galveston, getting ready to go do it this morning.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
He's probably looking over and going, look at this pot licker. Look at this novice. Hey, look at that flat pillar, man.
If you want to hunt fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Captain Mick, what y'all know good?
Oh, we're just hanging out, bud. Sitting around the campfire, having some coffee. Said, hey, man, the fishing trip was free, but that boat ride was $750.
That's exactly right. Fish is free, boat.
That's good stuff, man.
Hey, I remember that out-of-sport. That boat would run, baby.
Hey, it'd peel your clothes off.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5:37 here in the Bayou City on a nice, cool morning. If you like this, you're going to really love next week because it's going to get a little cool. All right, let's go down to G-Town. Let's talk to our friend, Little Rat, Captain James Plogg. What's going on, man?
What's up, buddy?
How are you this morning?
I'm great, man.
You do. You sound good.
Oh, I was sitting here. I was looking at that stuff on Facebook. I care less about any of that stuff. I got a bunch of stuff from guys that are in Australia and,
yeah,
you know, in Costa Rica, marlin fishing and stuff. But I run through there, and you see in this thing, there's like a white cat, and then there's like these.
What is the deal with the, you know, that's one of the ladies from the Real Housewives or whatever, screaming, you know, arguing, and you got the cat over there with a wise butt reply, you know.
Oh, man, it was funny, dude. She said, screaming, I catch big trout. Oh, cat's got that smirk on there, so you're a croaker, so.
Yeah, I saw that one. That's a good one.
Oh, man, I busted out laughing. That was pretty funny.
Oh, boy.
I was telling the producer.
Who comes up with this stuff?
Stuff like that, dude.
And I mean, it's the hottest thing. I got people sending me that all the time now. You know, I'm going, what in the world?
It's unbelievable. Yeah, I wrote that. I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah, that old cat, he's got that old smirk look on his old face. Oh, man, white cat. He's eating something like he's in front of a salad.
Yeah, he's always got a plate of food in front of him.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. So, no, that made my morning. At least I got a good laugh.
Oh, nothing, yeah.
Let the sun come up, let it blow. I ain't doing nothing. Just go run here in a little while. And I ain't fishing today. Go back tomorrow.
Yeah.
That water temperature, I was looking at Eagle Point, ain't dropped that much. I mean, it did, but it didn't. It ain't below, well, it's not right now. Look at Eagle Point, it was like 61.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have some a lot cooler water after this, and then the next one that's coming, it's going to come on down.
That's the real deal there coming there. It looks like Monday, what, about 1 or 2?
Yes.
Yeah. Then that's going that's the one right there. It's going to open her own up right there.
Yeah, there's some more funny memes on this cat deal. Shows the lady with her finger pointing, screaming, "Your taxidermy prices are too high," and the cat's looking back at her, going, "Your truck costs more than my house." And
ain't that the truth?
And then there's another one where it shows her pointing. It says "wash rag," WASH, and the cat looks back at her and says "wash," WARSH rag, wash rag. And then below that, it's got a pit bull looking through the window and says, "Whose damn cat is this?"
Yeah. I think that old pit bull got his old head turned.
Oh, come on.
That one with the big old deer. There's like three of them there looking in that window at that guy's house. Says, "Hey, dude, we didn't see you in your stand this morning. We're just checking on you."
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. If you see that one, man, I got to see that.
Yeah, and, you know, we're out of corn out here. We didn't see you. By the way, we didn't see you in your stand this morning.
Yeah, you all right? Just checking on you.
I like the one when it shows the old man in the deer stand sound asleep up in the corner, leaned back in his chair, and it's got like a big old giant 10-point buck looking in the window at him while he's sleeping.
Like, dude, what are you doing, man?
Oh, man. Social media humor. You got to love it. That's why I like. That's why I'm on Facebook. Just scroll through and look at all the funny stuff. That's the only reason I'm on it.
If I am too. If I can get one or two laughs a day, I'm happy.
It's all worth it. I could care less about looking at dead fish pictures, you know.
No.
And now with the
deal up.
Go ahead.
I was talking to Cameron this boat called the Bad Company. They're big time on the West Coast over there.
Right.
Job on that area. And legit. And I talked to Cameron about it. He told me what they were doing. They were live baiting off the bow. And they released 303 stripies in 7 hours.
What?
Yeah. And that's it's insane, man. And it's a big it's a 95-foot, some kind of custom boat. They used to have a Viking. And they may still have it. But anyway,
good Lord,
Cameron, he was talking to me. It was like drift fishing for trout over reef. He was pitching live bait and they was smashing them, just never quit.
Stripe marlin every cast.
303 in 7 hours.
That is smoking them.
It's insane, man. But those guys, they're some of the best. I mean, that crew and that operation right there, you're not gonna get any better. But I don't care who you are, I can't catch 300 trout in a day, I don't think.
Not anymore. We used to.
Not anymore. Yeah. Well, and that's what I told Cameron. I said, you know, to do that, you know, you can't, you know what I mean? Fish you have to be on, you know, of any kind, whether you're catching trout, reds, marlin,
crappie,
it don't matter.
Catfish, gaff top, whatever. I mean, 303 fish, that's lock and load right there.
It's crazy, dude. He said it's unbelievable. So there was that, but.
Well, I hope they videoed all that. How about having a big-time camera crew? And, man, that's just mass pandemonium.
Yeah, but they were pitching live baits and just like drip fishing. They fished in banks over there.
Yeah.
You know, like banks out in the middle of nowhere. And And Cameron said, with them stripe mowing out, it's kind of cold. You know, in the mornings, you need your bibs and your slicker. And, you know, the water's cool. He said, they, when they come, man, they come in packs. I mean, they go to slam it. I'll have to go down there and do that one time.
Boy, that'd be a trip.
It's been unbelievable down there this year. Hopefully Costa Rica gets good. Hopefully it goes off down there this winter. So I'm going to fish down there a bunch this year.
If you had one spot to pick to go fish for billfish, you know, sailfish and marlin, and, you know, what you would call year-round, you know, certain times of year are better. We all know that. That's like any fishing. But what would you think would be the best place to go down in South America, down that way to, to catch
day in and day out?
Costa Rica?
Yeah. Guatemala probably being second. You know, like you say, every bay, every ocean, every place has its time and place. But if you just pick one of the most consistent, it's probably Costa Rica.
Yeah.
You know, if you got the fad fishing, you know, kind of during the rainy season, you got the sail fishing season. And Cameron, you know, and I spend a lot of time down there, but he lives there. But, like, right now, October and November, and then getting in the first week or so of December, that's the real rainy season. And not a lot going on. They're catching a lot of Dorados right now, and they might see a couple of sailfish a day, but it's just off right now, that period of time.
Right.
And you start drying up, you get toward Christmas, right in that time, that's when it starts becoming the season.
That's when you make the turn, and in like January, February, and March, that's pretty much prime, right?
Lock and load. That's when all the tournaments are. So, you know, let's just say January, February, March, April, and then May. You know, this year it was really good into May, and then you had a little bit of that going to the fads, and it was kind of going off. And then Cameron told me, like, July, August are like two really good months for the fads. Mm-hmm. But you're going to fish in some crappy weather. I mean, you got a lot of squalls. It can be nice. It can be dead flat, just like the Pacific, but you can be in a bunch of squalls, too. So you'll fish in some crappy weather a lot of times. But you might see 30 marlin in a day, too, blue marlins.
Wow.
So it's pretty crazy, man.
Out of all the guys you know and all that bill fishing outfit stuff, what's the most blues you ever heard of being caught on a boat in one day?
Mickey, I want to say 38, and I could be wrong.
Golly.
I want to say 38.
Jeez.
See, the Dominican gets real good, too, down there. But it's rough there a lot. You know, I mean, not just storms. I mean, it's just rough a lot of times.
It's like Galveston Bay trout fishing.
It's like our trout fishing. But you can roll out to that fad, and you can be sitting out there. The last trip Cameron made, they stayed 3 days, and there never was a ripple. You know,
right.
But the Dominican, they put up them giant numbers over there too. But you're gonna fish in some stuff. You're gonna fish in some weather.
Yeah.
But I know, you know, there's guys that do it for a living that I don't. That, you know, probably know better. But I 38 is just on the top of my head. That's catching. I don't know what you see. You know, if you see 38, you probably saw 60 fish for sure.
Right.
So that's good. But you got to have – it's kind of like trout fishing, bro. It's me and you. And we at the right school on the right day, and we got the right customers. It's all got to come together. We at the right school with three guys with spinning rods have been fishing twice in their life.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't going to do us no good. You got to – everything's got to get dialed in.
I'll never forget that day. Man, we were so young back then, young and dumb. We didn't know anything about fishing like we do now. And I slid out of – remember, we used to run out of the old crawlies there at Umbrella Point. And
yep.
I slid out first, and Bobby Bird's brother, Tommy Bird, he was with Paragon Real Estate, and they used to book
Paragon,
like –
Paragon and gas fishing.
Remember, they used to book like 35, 40 trips a year with me, and they sent these guys from California to me, and I said, do they know how to fish? Oh, yeah, they fish all the time over there in California. So they all show up, and I've got to furnish some tackle. I didn't have no spinners. It was all bait cast and stuff. So we slide out of there, and I head down to the North Flats. I was heading up north, and, man, there was about 30 slicks right against the bank in there. And I said, good Lord, look at this pile of fish. So I ease in there, and first cast, you know, I got them all you know, all their baits tied on, and I cast out, and I got a 7-pounder first cast. I put the hook out. I said, we got them. I look over, and they all three of them got bird nest.
Picking out back last.
I said, I thought you guys knew how to fish. Well, we're used to just pushing the button in and dropping it straight over the side of the boat. I said, no, man, we got to, this is like bass fishing. We got to cast here, bud. Well, we're not too good at that. I said, I already noticed. I went through a bulk spool. Now, I'm talking about a bulk spool of line. And at about 1 o'clock, I just threw my hands up there, and I said, that's it. We're out of line. We're out of equipment. I'm out of patience. I can't take it any longer. And that's back when I was hungry and needed the business. And I you know, if that was now, we'd have been on a dock an hour after that. But anyway, you and Blaine pulled in. You got on one side of me. Blaine got on the other. And y'all sat there and melted down everything y'all had in the boat for 5 hours and just loaded the boat up with 5 to 7 pound trout. And I got to watch this show. You talk about pressure. And nerves,
well,
and,
happy with
and ticked
one.
Off and frustrated. and finally, I was down to one rod and reel, and I'd throw it out, set the hook, and hand it to a guy and let him reel it in. I'd net it, throw it in the floor, do it for the next guy. And we ended up catching about 25 or 30 trout. Well, we should have caught 200.
No, that was killer.
Oh, hey, Lord.
That's what people don't realize, and it's different now. You know, I was the punk kid. You and I and Blaine and Daryl, all of us run out of there. Buddy, we were competitive. We went to win. And, I mean, when it didn't go right, I mean, come on, dude.
Hey, if I knew you and Blaine had them, I wasn't coming to the dock till dark till I had them. I knew I had as many or more than y'all did and bigger ones.
Well, that's what made us what we are. And nowadays, you know, they show up and they got two fish and that, like, it's just another day, man. I'd be so embarrassed. I'd be sick. I'd wait out there for y'all to clean because I was embarrassed. I shouldn't be up there with the real guys that are catching stuff because I ain't catching nothing.
Right.
And there ain't none of that no more. Oh, that's what made us what we are.
Now they're laying 5 pencils on the deck of the boat and taking a selfie with them and putting them on Facebook. Look at me. I got me 5 deal. Little wormy old slimy trout. You know,
Hey, you remember that day I went with you? And this was them guys could do the deal, and that was a really, it wasn't maybe in the top 20, but it was a good one. We had your pursuit. We were at the refuge. And I think it was Alan Meeks, Tim Truitt, me, you. Most of them guys are dead now, except Tim.
That was that Christmas Eve trip.
No, I remember them fish went to eating them mullet. We were down there between the ditch and Robinson Bow. And right at dark, them big fish pulled in there and started eating them mullet. Remember, we catched them on red fins. We got into the refuge like 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
that was that Christmas Eve?
Yeah, that was Christmas Eve. Remember, they had a beach house at Smith Point, and we always took them. And you were parked, I don't know, 100, 200 yards from me, and we all ended up getting ganged up, and it was – hey, it was 6 to 8 pounders every single cast with straight back red fins. I'll never forget that. I remember the trip yesterday.
I got that picture, and the picture was at night, and we had your pursuit, and we had all them fish. They went from the bow to the back, and every one of them was as long as your leg. About it. Remember that? About half of them, the mullet tails were, they'd eat that red fin, and the mullet tail was sticking out of their mouth. They would still eat.
Those fish were going off. Oh, they were busting mullet. Yeah, it sounded like jackfish feeding. It was all giant speckled trout.
Man, that was big time. That was a good. I just remember the sound of them eating mullet. Was that you? So that ain't my lure. So, man, they're eating mullet everywhere, man. that was good. Oh, Tim. I saw Tim not too long ago.
Yeah, Tim Truitt. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good bunch of guys, man. Alan Meeks, and you had Rudy. He was a coach out there, coach at Cy-Fair. And, those guys fished with me all the time. They were great, man.
We were talking about that the other day, these guys fishing with me, and they had fished with you, and they're your age. We got talking about all the guys that are gone, dude, that was our customers, man. They're just gone.
They've all passed on. Look at that group I had forever, like old Terry Keith and David Martin and – Sonny Young and all them.
Sonny Young.
We had some unbelievable trips.
So Sonny Young, it didn't matter what you were doing. He wanted to throw a chartreuse barrel or with boat fishing, wade fishing. It didn't matter. That's
it didn't matter. It
is he gone, Mick? Sonny's
I don't
gone?
Know. I hadn't heard from those guys in years. But, yeah, they're a lot older than me. But, yeah, I remember I had Sonny Young one day. The rest of the guys couldn't make it. He came just himself, and we got over there back by the tide gauge in East Bay, and I run up on some mud balls, and I said, hell, Sonny, let's just catch some redfish right now till we find us a good school of trout. And slick started popping up, and I said, man, those look like trout slicks, but there's mud balls everywhere. It was huge trout mud ball, and we're throwing mirror lures out of the boat. I can't tell you how many 8-plus-pound fish we lost right at the boat and how many we caught. It was absolutely stupid. I never got out of them fish.
At least one or two over nine that day.
Yeah, we just kept drifting with them. And they'd puff a little mud over here, and we'd throw that way. Oh, you got a good one? No, I just got another 7-8-pounder. No big deal, man. It just
you'd get big time back there in the summertime, man.
Ooh, Lord, that was in June, I believe. June or early July. It was hot.
Man, someday, it brother, awesome. It'd be back.
I'm hoping. I'd like to have one more run at them like that. Just one more time, baby.
Just one more time, man. And now I can enjoy it a lot more now.
Yes, sir.
I really would. 100%.
Yeah, we would. I'd cherish it.
We took it for granted, bro.
We did. We took it for granted. All that. Like it was just never going to end.
Yeah.
But there was only a handful of us. There wasn't a dozen gads in the whole bay system back then either. Now you got over 300. So
and if you didn't get to Hatway, you didn't fish there.
That's right. You didn't come in. If you weren't invited, you stayed out.
Hey, now they see you fishing somewhere. They'll be there 30 minutes after you leave, and they'll for sure be there the next day.
I promise you. Poppers, poppers. You can hear them hitting that button on that GPS, man.
I watched a guy do it on a well pad one day. He's right there. I'm looking at him. And I didn't cuss him. I should have. And I went to the bow of the boat, and I said, are you really going to do that? That's exactly what I told him. He said, well, you don't own, you know, it's the same old you don't own the water deal. I said,
yeah, but you found that pad,
but
he didn't know about it.
Right here. You don't know about it.
Exactly.
I said, I can't believe you do that.
All right, James. I could talk for days on this. Throw them out a number.
All right, buddy. Good. Hey, good show. 409-935-7242.
Hey, and we got to get Firemood and you in here. We got to talk about the netting war days one day. We're going to do a whole Sunday on that.
Hey, whenever you get ready. Matter of fact, I talked to Blaine day before yesterday. I sent him a quail guy.
That's what he told me.
He's going to go quail hunting with him.
Cool, buddy. All right, James. Have a good day.
Bye,
see
buddy.
You, man.
You.
All right. All right, that's Captain James Plog.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.